Thanks for seeing me today, Lynn. I have a lot of questions for you.
No worries. That's what I'm here for. How's the first month in HR going, by the way?
Yeah, it's going really well. Still a lot to learn, but everybody's been really helpful.
That's good to know. So shall we get on?
Yep. Okay. So regarding the report you sent, the attrition rate has been quite high in the last 2 years. What's the main reason for that?
Yeah, well, you're right there. It has been high. There's been a high reduction of workforce, but it's mainly due to retirement and some people who were offered early retirement.
And will they be replaced at some point during the restructuring?
No, we don't plan to replace them. It's usually the case with attrition.
Okay. I also noticed in 2020 we're planning to make some people redundant. Has that been communicated yet?
No, it hasn't. And please keep that information to yourself. That report is highly confidential. It would be a breach of your contract to discuss anything in that report to anyone.
Oh, no, of course, I understand. I just had a lot of questions after reading it. Another one was also about remuneration.
Okay.
I wondered if there is any remuneration for people who are contracted and then made redundant.
No, unfortunately, there isn't. And that's regardless of length of their contract. They don't receive any money for their services after we terminate their contract. However, they do get a 3 months notice period.
Okay. And is back pay an issue when somebody goes from temporary to permanent employee? And who in the department would deal with that?
Yeah, sometimes if someone transitions from temp to permanent, we might end up giving them additional pay. It depends, really. I think the best person to speak about this would be Chris Sladel from payroll.
Okay, I'll set up a meeting with him. Thanks. And lastly, the report mentions a section about misconduct. Gross misconduct is clear to me, but could you maybe give me some examples of general misconduct?
Sure. Well, it'd be things like chronic tardiness or absence, inappropriate behaviour in the workplace. The main difference, I guess, is this results in a warning and gross misconduct usually means dismissal.
Okay, clear. Right, well, thanks very much for that. I appreciate you sitting down with me.
Brilliant. Anytime.